It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. I'm Tim Carter, and you are listening to WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. And it is just wonderful to have you here today. And joining me doing the show, of course, is Sleepy Annetta. Get that microphone ready.
I'm trying. They say it's like second nature, but...
You're sleepy today.
I'm sleeping. I'm tired. I'm overwhelmed.
Yes, I know. And, of course, Brad, our phone screener, is also here in the studio, and he is taking the first step into production. So we've got the team here today, and we want to work for you. That's our job. And, of course, the way that we do that, there's only one way. You have to call us. I mean, I don't, you know, I was bred for skills and magic, but I don't have ESP, so I don't know your phone number, so I can't call you. You have to call me. And the way that's done, 749-1035, 749-1035. I would suspect that pretty soon we are going to start getting quite a few calls about energy efficiency, because you are going to start getting some bills from Synergy that are going to, well, they're going to rock your world, but not in a good way. So the thing to do, though, is to actually think about it now. I mean, in other words, don't wait till you get that bill. There's certain measures that you might be able to take, you know, even as we speak, to help lower that energy bill that's just around the corner. So if you've got questions about that, 749-1035. I also want to tell you that this is a little off topic, doesn't have much to do with building remodeling, but I don't know if you know this or not, I doubt it. I don't think I talked about it at all on any previous shows, but I'm now, and this may come as a shock even to Annette and Brad, I'm now an elected official. I ran for public office in my village.
Really?
Yes.
Amberley?
Amberley Village. I ran for council and I got elected this past Tuesday.
Well, so, congratulations.
Yeah, so... Exactly. So, I've been on the Planning Commission for 8 years, which is an appointed position, and the Planning Commission's, you know, it's got a considerable amount of power, and of course the Board of Zoning Appeals, but now it's full blown council. So I'm kind of excited about it. And there's we've got a really good slate that got elected. We have basically four new incoming members, and that whenever you have that kind of shakeup, that's a good thing. That brings a lot of new blood to the council. So now everybody has to, address me as Honorable Councilman Carter. Now, that's a joke.
Yes, Your Honor. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the Cincinnati, the Honorable, one and only Tim Carter.
Yeah, that's what they were doing around the house, on Wednesday and Thursday.
We're
joke.
Not worthy.
Yeah. It was kind of funny. I said, no. Nothing's different. So
yeah, right.
It is. Well, you know what? It's really kind of funny. I'll tell this very quickly. It really doesn't have anything to do with building remodeling, but... Once I ran into a council member, 4 or 5 years ago, who was kind of puffing themselves up, saying that they were on council, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if we randomly call 10 residents in the village right now,
they wouldn't even
they won't be able to name two of the people on council. They won't even be able to name them from memory. And I said, just drive 1 mile in any direction from here, you know, meaning
yeah.
Go to Golf Manor, go to Silverton, go to Redding, Pleasant Ridge,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those abutting communities,
mm-hmm.
and nobody will know who you are.
Who you are.
I said, you are a nobody. You know,
aww.
And it really, I know, but this person, this was a little bit of a contentious, you know, that they threw it up first in my face. I wasn't trying to
mm-hmm.
be mean.
Mm-hmm.
They were trying to act like they were somebody really, really important because they were a council member of Amberley Village. And I was trying
mm-hmm.
to say, it is nobody, it's not even on anybody's radar screen.
No.
You know, I mean, maybe if you're a U.S. senator, you know,
yep.
you're important, you know, but
maybe.
Not, exactly. But not not a council member.
No, not at all. That's just something else to put under your belt.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, but I got to tell you, the being part of that whole process you know, the whole campaigning and running for office and just on all those things. That's kind of a an exciting thing of you know, just getting involved in the civic, the whole civic deal. So kind of interesting. So we'll see how that happens. From time to time, I may mention something about it.